Hey, what's going on? Welcome to this is episode 52. This is the 1 year special, people. 1 year anniversary of the Rain Man podcast or the Obvious Opinion podcast. I've gone through a couple of names, but fuck it. This is episode 52. All right. 1 year ago, I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to myself every Tuesday, and yeah, looks like I did a pretty good job of it, you know. Sometimes it would come out on a Wednesday or a Thursday, but it always came out once a week. I always attempted to do that, and I did. And I'm actually pretty proud of myself, you know. I don't dedicate myself to anything, you know. I've been lacking on working out and eating right, but doing a podcast every Tuesday, I managed to do that. So I feel pretty good, all right? This episode is actually, I just got a couple of episodes from the past. I thought it'd be fun to just go back and just listen to stuff, and I just grabbed some things that I thought you'd enjoy. And one in particular, this first one I'm going to play is from episode 37. I guess you could say it's kind of a listener request. Shout out to Miss Cleo. She is the host of the Talk to Cleo podcast. And she seems to, she really enjoyed this one. Actually, when she heard it, she asked me to be a guest on her podcast, which is, like I said, the Talk to Cleo podcast. That was episode 88. Of her podcast, and what we talked about is what you're about to hear right here. And by the way, she's coming up on episode 100. She's gonna have Joey Diaz up there, so please stay tuned for that, because that's gonna be fucking incredible. But this clip you're about to hear, this is back in this is episode 37, where I was on a porn site for research, you know. But let me not bullshit you. I wasn't on research. I was on a porn site because I was on a porn site. You know, you don't need to know anything else. But what you do need to know is, and I swear to God, this is the God honest truth, I never heard of foot fetishes. You know, I maybe I might have, but I thought it was just like maybe in a comedy or in a movie. I thought it was just a joke. But no, they're legit. And they look pretty badass. So just take a listen as I try to describe to you what exactly I saw, I seen on my on my laptop. But actually, it gets a little bit worse. And here's the thing: everybody I talk to about, like, I've mentioned it, and I'm going to talk about this, and everyone's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard of that." And I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, I've never heard of this." What I'm talking about is there's a the fetish gets even more, I don't know, maybe creepier. There's pregnant porn. Yeah. I'm late to the fucking party. I never knew about this shit. Apparently I'm old. I'm just late to this. All right. Let me explain it. I'm on a porn site, right? For research. Just for research. Okay, whatever. Who am I kidding? I got my porn sites all bookmarked with different titles, so why am I lying to you people? Whatever. Okay, I go on the search engine. Okay, so instead of, you know, searching my usual, which is like, you know, Ebony, Latina, Busty, Big Booty. You know, sometimes I'll throw in a BBW just to shake things up. You know, you gotta get a little variety and whatnot. But this time, I type in pregnant, just to see, like, okay, like, how deep does this shit go? It goes deep. I got fucking pages, dude. Pages of, like, this pregnant porn. Oh, God, I don't know. I feel like it should be, like, categorized as, like, am I looking too deep into this? That's, like, it's like borderline like child porn, man. The kid's right there. Again, they're not 1 month. They're like 9 fucking months, 8 months, any day. These ladies look like they're gonna fucking pop. It's nasty. It's nasty. Fuck it. I'm calling it nasty. I know whatever. Look, if you're cool with it, fuck it. But it's my show. The shit's nasty. Okay? So after that fucking disgusting shit, what do? I just start looking for different shit. So I'm on the site, so I type in
I don't know. What I typed in something else. I forgot what the fuck it was. But I ended up on feet. Or foot fetishes. Now, I'm not into feet. Okay? All right? I'm not much of a feet rubber. Like, if I had a girl, like, I've had girlfriends in the past, they asked me to rub their feet. Like, I'll do it. Whatever, you know? But it's not a big deal to me, you know? I'm not John Travolta from fucking Pulp Fiction, okay? I don't get into the whole sensual side of it. It's just rubbing feet, and, you know, that's just not my thing. But, these clips changed my mind. am I late to this too? When did women start jerking guys off with their feet? When did that start happening? Because let me tell you, I'm not even going to knock this. Hold on. If a chick were to tell me, before I seen these videos of these women jerking guys off with their feet, if you would have told me, like, if I had a girlfriend and she's like, hey, you know, you want me to try this thing I know with my feet? I'd be like, ew, get the fuck out of here. No, I'm straight. You got two hands, bitch. No. After seeing this, I'd probably be like, oh, well, go for it. Why not? Yo, the speed these women were going. Holy shit. With their feet. Especially the Asians. I hope this doesn't, that's not going to come off as racist, right? But no, fuck it. It's a compliment. The Asians are bad ass with their feet. The speed that these women are going. It's fucking incredible. The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, okay, the two things going through my head. One, she's jerking a guy off with her feet. And two, what the fuck is her training regimen? Like, because that's not practice. It's fucking deeper than that. She has, like, specific tools that she's using on her feet for, like, better grip. And it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Maybe it's the martial arts background. I don't know. It was impressive. It was fucking impressive to see this. Man, they were going fast. It looked like she was trying to start a fire with her feet. Like, it was just... Oh, God. Why do you people listen to me? Why? Dude, it was amazing. It was amazing. I'd say check it out for yourself just to see it. Ladies, I'm not saying you gotta, you know, try it. I'm just saying, just look at it, because it was impressive.
Danny Penn, host of the Pinpoint Podcast, he kind of inspired what you're about to hear in episode 23. On his podcast, he would record getting off. I think it was either the bus or the train. He would get off and he would walk home. He would just record, you know, just record on his phone, just, you know, just random topics or how his day went. So I was like, you know what, let me try that. I have a recorder. So I went out and I walked around my block, and this is what I captured. Like I was saying, just walking around, and I realize it's been over. Whoa, did you just hear that? That sounded like a gunshot, and I'm recording. Nah, don't worry, that's nothing. I live in Georgia, and we got a lot of fucking cowboys out here, you know, walking around and shit with their guns, and oh, there it goes again. I don't know if you could hear that or not, but that was two gunshots. Yeah, they just shoot behind their house, you know. Again, this is Georgia. There's fucking shooting ranges. There's just as many shooting ranges as they are Waffle Houses, so.
Any longtime listener knows that this isn't a solo podcast. I do have a co-host, Sir Francis Drake. He's my cat. And if you've been listening throughout this year, you will randomly hear me yell at him because he'll bite me. He'll walk across the laptop. He just randomly gets into shit every once in a while. And this next clip is probably my favorite Sir Francis interruption. What else? Anything else I got to complain about? Oh, there's something I'm going to stop complaining about, all right? And that's spoilers on Twitter, especially like pro wrestling spoilers. You know what I mean? Like, let's say there's a pay-per-view going on. Uh-oh, hold on. My cat just knocked something over. Wait a minute. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
Fucking believable. This fucking guy.
You're not gonna believe this shit. I go in the fucking bathroom. This motherfucker is sitting in the sink. Looking at him. He's looking at his reflection in the mirror. You vain fuck. Oh my god. What the fuck's wrong with you? Huh? Do you know I spit in that bowl? Now you go. Oh, man. Look, you're going to take a bath. Yeah, I'm going to fucking hose you down. You son of a bitch. I go in the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? This motherfucker's sitting there, and he doesn't even react when I first yell at him. He's just standing there like, can you just give me 1 minute? No, get the fuck off the sink. Unbelievable. He jumps on my lap. Fuck you. Oh, my little kitty. Okay. Where was I? I said, Jesus Christ. Oh, real quick, I just had to, I just had to say it, I went to the gas station, you know, get some gas and whatnot, some snacks, and, the girl on the counter turns around and she has an eye patch, and she has an eye patch, and for some reason, I'm such an asshole. I just, whenever I see an eye patch, regardless if it's like a pirate or someone in the street or a comic book, whenever I see an eye patch, I think of Zagat from Street Fighter. Just so fucking stupid. Oh, man, and some people don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But in a video game called Street Fighter, there was a character called Zagat. And he had an eye patch. And he used to say, he used to have this uppercut. He used to be like,
Tiger uppercut!
You know, Tiger uppercut. And it was just fucking great. I'm sorry. But yeah, just whenever I see an eye patch, I think of Zagat. I don't know. Guess I wanted to share that with you.
Hey, this next clip right here is featuring my first guest that I ever had on. I had a second podcast called Rain Man and Friends, where I would just get a guest on and we just, you know, just shoot the shit and, you know, just talk about whatever. And Biff Sweetwater, my first guest, he was up here. Great conversation we had. You can find the episode. It's still on iTunes. Just if you're subscribed to this podcast, just go on the feed and check it out. I love listening back to that one. Basically, these next couple of clips is, the first one is, we're talking about the movie, The Running Man, all right? You know, it's a classic Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. You know, it's about a guy on the run, he's a fugitive, and, they put him in a game show where he could fight for his freedom. And, we start talking about how that would work in today's society, because personally, I feel we're not too far from that. You know, it's gonna happen eventually. You're gonna see it on TV. And shit like that. So that's what we start talking about. Who would host it? How would it work? You know, stuff like that. And then the second clip after that is I start asking Biff advice on using the Tinder app. If you never heard of Tinder, it's basically like a dating app. You turn it on, you see a chick's face, you swipe left if you don't like them, you swipe right if you do. Sounds simple enough, but I suck at it. I figure I'd ask this man for advice because this man, he found his wife up there, his lovely wife. Shout out to Tally, by the way, if she's listening. Yeah, the guy, they matched up, they hooked up, and they're married. It's a beautiful thing. So I figured, you know, who better to ask Tinder advice from than, you know, the man? He's obviously fucking good at it. You know, he's got a fucking wife out of it. So I figure I ask him. So this is what you're going to hear right here.
And sport, yeah. Like hunting humans for sport, it's great.
I think it's going to come. I've been saying that in a couple of old podcasts.
Why not?
I think it's coming. I think Running Man is going to happen. Running Man's going to happen.
I'm telling you, that show is going to happen.
I'm down with it. I just, like, the concept of that kind of show, I don't want it to be run the way Running Man was run, because they were corrupt, and they were, like, they're killing innocent people. Now, what you got to do is
do that.
You know, like what they did to Arnie there, like they framed him or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do that shit, man. You can't do that. Like, put legit people that deserve, like, you know, to either die or make it out alive.
Like you could put, like, OJ. We could put, like, criminals, like, who, like, celebrity.
Oh, that would be cool.
So that we got celebrity episodes. Who hosts it?
Joe Rogan. This is not a factor for you, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that's pretty goddamn good. And I want Duck and Trussell, like, talking to them before they enter, like, the two.
Oh, yeah, he's like the spiritual guru.
You're gonna fucking die, man.
That's the way he's gotta say. Like Duncan Trussell, like, his name pops up, right, underneath him, like, Duncan Trussell. And then he just says to, like, the guy, he's like, you're gonna fucking die, man.
He just shoves, like, mad mushrooms in his mouth and just boom. Oh, my goodness.
Just, you know, just beware, man. Beware of the fatties, man. There's unless that's your thing. If you like fatties, then, well, yeah, still beware of them, because, you know, then you're aware of where they are, and that's good.
I've seen some badass 250s in my day.
You can wear it right, man. You can wear it. I've been all kinds of bodies, big and tall, skinny and small, and thick and wide. You know, it don't matter, man.
There you go.
They're all good. They're all good for pushing.
Oh, see, that's a haiku.
Love, dude.
There's a segment on my podcast I only did once throughout the whole year. I only did one segment called I'm Snitching, which is basically I listen to a rap song and I basically snitch out the rapper. You know, they use certain slang and whatnot throughout the rap song, and I decipher each lyric and each word, and I basically snitch on them. What the fuck? I know a lot of people say fuck the police, but when it comes to the hip-hop police, I fuck with the hip-hop police. All right? Because one thing I can't stand is a rapper that tells people to stop snitching, and yet they snitch on themselves by making songs like this. So this is it right here. The song was called Coco. I think it came out last year. It was like one of those one-hit wonders. Nobody, you know, the guy hasn't come up with another hit. But who am I to talk shit? I don't have a hit myself. So, but here it is. Where I'm going to play the song. Well, I should say, in this clip, I play the song, and after each verse, I basically break it down for you. All right? So please enjoy. This is from, and by the way, this is from episode 40. All right?
So, of course, me being the good Samaritan that I am, I've took it upon myself to basically, I'm going to go through the first verse of the song, and I'm just going to fill you in on what he's saying. I'm going to decipher the lyrics, if you will. Now, I'm basically doing what the hip-hop cops do in New York. Well, hold on. If you never heard of the hip-hop cops, they are a task force in New York City that focuses solely on rappers. I'm not making this shit up. This is another one of my conspiracy theories. No, the hip-hop cops exist, okay? And what they do is they're going to do what I'm about to do, is they listen to songs, rap songs, like this one, and they get clues on any crimes involving the rappers. It's fucking true. They do it to this day. And that's why probably your favorite rapper is locked up right now, because of the hip-hop cops. So, then honestly, another reason is I can't stand a rapper that talks about stop snitching. They always say stop snitching, but and yet they make songs like this and they just snitch on themselves. So unfortunately, let's get this started. Little experiment we're going to do right here as I break down the song Coco for you. Here we go.
Hit my plug, that's my cholo. Cause he got it for the lolo.
Hit my plug, that's my cholo, because he's got it for the lolo. You know, when you read these lyrics, they sound more ridiculous when you actually hear them in a rap song. What that means is he has a Hispanic male connect where he gets his cocaine from, probably located in Cuba. and he has the coke for a very low price. If you snitching, I go loco. Hit you with that 38. If you snitch and I go loco, hit you with that 38. If you tell anybody that I'm selling cocaine, I'm going to shoot you with my 38 caliber. Which is, you know, stupid. If you tell anyone I'm selling drugs, which, mind you, the lyric before that, he just admitted that he has cocaine. But this song, that lyric in particular is very clever. He says 38 in Spanish. Now, the reason he says that in Spanish is because if he were to have said that in English, you know, the radio stations, they would have bleeped out the number 38 because that's referring to a gun. Because God forbid you promote violence on the radio. Cocaine, cool. Violence, America has standards. But I just wanted to fill you in on that. 38, he said it in Spanish, is cool now. Niggas thinking that I'm solo. 50 deep, they like, oh no. Right here, he's bragging about how big his entourage is. He travels with an entourage of up to 50 individuals or more. Usually rappers, 50, a group like that, you have one weed man, you have one barber, you have about four cousins, and the rest are just hired goons. So the rapper looks intimidating on stage. 50 Cent made this popular. He would have a bunch of just muscled up dudes wearing G-Unit t-shirts standing around the stage, but, you know, in actuality, they were just hired security. Okay, now that last line is just silly, but it's probably my favorite line in the whole song. Heard the feds taking photos, I know nothing. Fuck the popo. I don't know anything. I don't know nothing. But let me tell you something. If I'm the hip-hop cops and I listen to this song, you've told me everything. Okay? You told me the drugs you have on you. You told me the type of firearm you are carrying. And you told me the amount of people in your operation. And you did all this in just 1 minute. All right? So this is just a small example of why, you know, if you are a hardcore gangster rapper and you say stop snitching, first stop snitching on yourselves, okay? Earlier on this podcast, I mentioned Danny Pin, host of the Pinpoint podcast, and he also has a website called fizzbutton.net, and he had a group called the Fizz Buddies, which was basically a collection of independent podcasts, and they all came together, and, you know, it was just like your one-stop shop for, you know, to check out podcasts and stuff like that. And it was 6 months ago that he asked me to be a part of the Fizz Buddies, and I did, and it was great. I've met so many cool people doing that, interacting with different podcasts and stuff like that. So it was real cool. So I thought it would be cool to, you know, ever since then, I always did, like, just, you know, just a short little Fizz Button promo on each episode. So I thought it'd be cool if I went back and played the very first Fizz Button promo I ever did. That was back in, this is episode 31, December 16th, 2014. Also find on Twitter at Danny Pin. He has a website that you need to check out called fizzbutton.net. Every Saturday morning, he hosts a live radio show. Has a strong Twitter community, positive energy. And if you go to his site, he has a collection of different podcasts that you all should check out. And they're all called the Fizz Buddies. All right. So go to fizzbutton.net. You click on the icon that says Podcast Party, and you'll see a nice list of nothing but badass podcasts you should be listening to, okay? Got to talk to Cleo up there. Miss Cleo is the shit. Always has interesting guests up there. You got Tales from the Hard Side, hosted by Izzy Rock. Spreading the Word with Biff Sweetwater, who I had the privilege of being a guest on his podcast. Just go check that out. And, hold on. Congrats also to Biff and his lovely wife. Just got married, so congrats to you too. And yes, fizzbutton.net, check that out. And also coming soon, the Rain Man podcast. Yep.
I'm joining. Danny Penn hit me up, you know, asked me to join forces. So I said, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. So just like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man in 87, the Mega Powers joining forces. All right. So I'll be up there soon. And it's just going to keep on growing. So please, fizzbutton.net, help support the good friend. All right. Oh, actually, yes. Hold on. Suggestions. I need, I'm trying to watch some more documentaries. I need some documentary suggestions. I already seen Blackfish. Trust me, that fucking movie's depressing as shit. But I'm glad I seen it. I believe, I think Waterboxer on Twitter recommended that movie. And I seen it. You know, got me fucking sad. But it was good. It was good. So yeah, I seen that already. So don't tweet me that. I need something good. I want to watch. I need a good documentary to watch. Not that anything that involves that asshole. What's his name? What the fuck is his name? He did that movie about McDonald's. Super Size Me. That shit was so fucking stupid. I don't believe people thought that was like amazing. He ate McDonald's for a month. Yeah, no shit. He's gonna feel like shit. You have somebody eat strawberries for a month, they're gonna feel like shit. They're gonna be throwing up just red fluid for a month. We get it. McDonald's is bad for you. We know. I don't believe that guy. He got a fucking TV show out of that shit too. I'm fucking believable. Eating a bunch of cheeseburgers every day. Get the fuck out of here. So yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, documentaries. Need some documentaries. Anything on Netflix. Alright. And movie. Give me some movies to watch, man. I don't know. There's nothing to watch. Need a good movie. Need a good movie or a good documentary to watch next couple of days. So if you got any, please let me know. I will be happy to watch them, okay? And TV shows, too. Give me a good TV show to watch. Anything on Netflix. I'm already watching Sons of Anarchy. The last episode is today. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I can handle it. I love that show. I think it's the best show on television. Hands down. Best show on TV. I said it. Best series on television. Not your fucking Game of Thrones. I never even watched that TV show and I can't stand it. Fuck your Game of Thrones. There you go. Play Skyrim. You got an Xbox. You got a PS3. Just play Skyrim. That's your Game of Thrones right there. Okay? Fuck out of here. Alright, I don't want to watch The Walking Dead either. I've watched it. I've watched the first two seasons. I'm just zombied out. You know, it's a great show, great acting, great characters, but I'm just, I'm done. I'm done. All right. That's another game. I just play Resident Evil. I'm done with it. All right. Fucking Game of Thrones. I'll stick to my bikers on Sons of Anarchy and my pro wrestling. How about that? You like them apples? Huh? I think I mentioned this before. Professional wrestling is more realistic than fucking Game of Thrones. How you like that one? Fucking dragons. What was I talking? Oh, wrestling. I'm going to stop complaining about spoilers. All right? I have two choices. One, I'm going to just stay off of Twitter when a pay-per-view is going on. Or, actually, what I might do, I have an app called Tweetcaster. It's basically Twitter. And they got this badass feature. This might be, if you don't know, you might want to look into this, right? They have a feature on it. You can mute people, all right? You can do that on the regular Twitter app, but this one, it's like a timer on it. You can mute individuals for like a certain amount of time. It's like 1 hour, 2 hours. It's fucking perfect. So let's say I'm doing something. I want to be on Twitter, but Monday Night Raw is on. I could just, you know, mute someone, mute my wrestling, you know, the people that watch wrestling fans. I could just mute those individuals for like 3 hours. And after 3 hours, it's back. So I don't get spoiled with anything, right? Isn't that great? Fantastic. Or let's say a TV show's on that you don't give a shit about, but you know people are going to be tweeting about it. Let's say like Game of Thrones. If you're a Game of Thrones hater like myself, and you follow some really cool people on Twitter, but they're big Game of Thrones fans, and you don't want to hear about some fucking dragons, or you don't want to hear about these two siblings fucking each other for a goddamn crown or some dumb shit, you just put them on, you got the little Tweetcaster mute. Mute them for like 1 hour. You don't have to read any fucking dragon tweets for 1 hour. I think this is great. Look into it, Tweetcaster. The interface is a bit cumbersome. It's a bit confusing at first, but once you get used to it, you'll get used to it. You know, on my second episode of Rayman and Friends, I had I call him my podcast guru, because the first podcast I was ever on was his. It was the first time I ever did a podcast. It was his podcast, formerly known as I Love Tater Tots on Twitter. I think he's retired from Twitter, but shout out to Michael if he's listening. But yeah, I did his podcast, and I got the itch, and he showed me the ropes, you know, and I just started podcasting. So all praise be to him. But he was a guest on my show, and this clip I'm about to play, it should have never happened. Basically, we finished recording, and I thought that I stopped the podcast. Yeah, I thought I stopped. I thought I pushed the stop button on, you know, to stop recording, and I didn't. And I'm so glad that I didn't. You know, I'm so glad I fucked up and I caught this moment, because it's the funniest shit. Basically, what happens is, if you didn't hear that episode that he was on, you can still hear it on iTunes. It's still up there. But if you have no idea what's going on, this is right at the end. We were talking for about an hour and a half, and in this hour and a half, you can hear it on the podcast, we're getting fucked up. Like, we're taking shots, you're hearing bong rips in the background, like, it's a goddamn train wreck, all right? So, at this point, we're at the apex of just completely wasted. So, just take a listen as we conversate about how we feel the podcast went. Appreciate it, good sir.
Yes, man, that was... See, this is when podcasts are beautiful. When they're organic.
Orgasmic.
Organic and orgasmic. And... I'm pretty sure... Cheers, brother. I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of people just skidded all over in their panties.
On their skivvies.
I'm pretty sure they all pooped all inside.
Oh, okay.
just keep going. Bodily functions, or
I am pretty sure everybody's bodily functions everybody lost their bodily functions. Like, everything they could do at once, they just did. They came, they crapped, they pissed, they puked.
Dude, you can't say that to me, because my imagination is great. So it's just like I'm visioning this right now.
Oh, trust me, I am too. And I find it fucking hilarious.
I see this person just running around like, fuck.
I don't know what to fucking do. Where do I go? Like, where would you go?
Like he's throwing up, snot's coming out of his nose, he's pissing his shit.
I'd probably just go crawl into the bat. Like, but if you had no bathtub, you'd be fucked. You'd be fucked.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. My fucking stomach's hurting.
I've got to pee so bad. This is not helping.
Fuck.
Always a fucking great time, brother.
Always a good time.
Always a good time.
All right, everybody, that is the podcast. That's episode 52 for you. Let me just say that putting this episode together was a real pain in the ass. This was very, very frustrating. Just my MacBook has just been acting up. I had to redo it just so many times. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this. Just a lot of issues, and it took a lot of time just to put that together. But hopefully it's worth it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, you know, listening back to some old stuff. So thank you for listening. excuse me. You know, the usual. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, Podomatic, or fizzbutton.net. You know, check me out there. Follow me on Twitter at the Rain Man Pod. If you want, share the podcast. I guess this one would probably be a good one to share with. Maybe someone's not familiar with this podcast, then I think this one has a pretty decent collection of what to expect, you know, when you listen to it, like, you know, to a new listener, like, yeah, listen to this guy and just listen to how much he's a retard. And you might get some enjoyment out of it, all right? So, again, thanks for listening, people. Seriously, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. It's 1 year. 1 year has passed. And here's to one more. All right, so once again, thank you. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. And I guess I will see you. Well, I won't see you, but you won't see me anymore. Well, you'll hear from me next Tuesday, okay? Take it easy. Damn. God bless. Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? And you gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.
What up, nigga? Yeah, man, chill. Stick around for a minute. A lot of money out here, man. A lot of 86. Trying to get a lot of hold-ups, Captain. So,